What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Batts with Brad Thayer and James Fennell. Jim, your book, Embracing Communist China, America's Greatest Strategic Failure, has recommendations about what is to be done. We come to this one, which is warfighting. Proliferation. Now, my interpretation of that is the Japanese are a turnkey away from being a nuclear power. Perhaps the same for Seoul, for the Republic of Korea. We can name others, but those two are obvious. Is the lack of Team B, does that mean that they're not thinking about this, that this is an outlier to Washington, to turn our allies into assets when it comes to China's routine strategic forces threat? Routine. You saw that with Vladimir Putin threatening strategic forces in Ukraine. China, Beijing, Moscow, Xi, Putin, both came together with a 7,000-word statement in which they said a nuclear war should never be fought. We all got the message. So proliferation, is that an answer right now, Jim?
It has to be, John, because of that strategic mismatch that has occurred. You know, we talk a lot about the cross-strait environment, about the status quo, but China has basically obliterated the status quo over the last 35 years in the conventional arena. And in this last 3 years under the Biden administration, China's put 350 ICBM silos out in central and western China and build up their nuclear arsenal with the improvements like to the JL-3 on their ballistic missile submarines that have a 12,000 kilometer range that can range most of the CONUS, the United States. So we're in a situation right now that if we wanted to defend Taiwan as we watch this joint sword exercise unfold, we're going to be in a tough position to do that. And so we need to change the calculus in Beijing. And in Washington, it's true. I mean, I think people that are so enmeshed and embraced in the engagement embrace, they can't comprehend this idea. And so for some people, when you say this, if you talk to Dr. Graham Allison or Joe Nye or some of these others, they would say that what we're recommending is insane. But we argue the opposite, which is to say that this is the kind of real politic, power politics, that occurred during the Cold War that kept the world safe and kept us out of great catastrophic results, especially in places like Europe and the United States. So I think we need to consider that. We don't have much time to build our conventional forces. Would take decades at this point. And I know we're talking a lot about our status of our shipbuilding industry. That's just one area. But we can't wait for that to get online to deter Beijing. And so we need some other help and nuclear proliferation and capabilities in Seoul, in Tokyo, even in Taiwan, are things that we must be talking about today and maybe taking action on.
Brad, the investment in China has now gone away. We know that. She was recently in Europe looking for investment, direct foreign investment, because Xi Jinping's Chinese Communist Party is no longer trustworthy as an investment partner. That is an admission by the financial institutions that there's something wrong. Has Washington listened to that carefully, Brad? Does Washington understand that we don't put our money into China because they're dangerous and must be controlled?
Well, John, as you know, the market often sends a signal which is more powerful than what might emanate from Washington. So, yes, the PRC is in a downturn, and Xi Jinping is in trouble. This would be the opportunity to move against him, right, to have a political warfare strategy to focus on evicting Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party from power. And that includes, first, cutting off all investment and trade with the PRC. So there's a downturn in U.S. investment, sadly, but it still exists, as well as from Western other forces, and from Korea still, from Japan and elsewhere. What we need is to cut them off in toto again. We need to just simply end this relationship. We need to recognize the strategic realities of the 21st century, and those are take advantage of your opponent's weaknesses. And by cutting them off from investment and trade, we can do our utmost to accelerate, to push, if you will, against an open door, and ensure that we're doing everything we can in conjunction with the Chinese people and the diaspora and people of goodwill around the world to precipitate his fall. And that's the center of gravity, John. The Chinese Communist Party is where we need to focus our efforts and do our utmost to undermine it and bring about its demise. As the Communist Party of the Soviet Union fell, so too we want the CCP to.
Yes, Jim, let's be specific. We want direct targeting of the CCP. And you note at one point, evicting them from Djibouti. Djibouti is one of the string of pearls that the PLA Navy says that it's developing across the Indo-Pacific into the Atlantic. Is your understanding that Washington would vouchsafe ejecting China from Djibouti in the Red Sea area? That would be a major blow to their plans. Are we ready to do that? We have a couple of minutes.
It would be a major blow to their plans. I don't think there's any notion in this administration to do anything like that whatsoever. And I would say that given all the other concerns that we have, this would not be something at the forefront. No, but Brad and I are not recommending armed conflict. What we are recommending is cutting off the ability of the Chinese to continue their expansionism. And when you cut that ability to expand off, you isolate them economically, diplomatically, and then present a credible military deterrent, both conventional and nuclear. That's going to change their trajectory. And once that trajectory starts changing, then the people of China are going to ask themselves, is this the people that we want to lead us? And are we going to stand up? You know, we saw during COVID the white sheet, pushback. People are not happy with totalitarianism. That's one of the lessons of the Cold War. People do not like to be in totalitarian systems, and we need to take advantage of that in a political warfare dynamic. So we're not arguing for invasion. We're not arguing for boots on the ground. What we're arguing for is power politics, credible military deterrence, and the ability to isolate a pariah and say, you don't get any more access. You don't get to come to the United States. You don't get to have our money. You don't get to be treated as the most favored nation status. You don't need to be in the World Trade Organization. You are an evil regime, and we are going to isolate you. And let's see how you do.
The book is Embracing Communist China, America's Greatest Strategic Failure. There are a number of recommendations here we haven't had time to touch on, but the most important to me, and Jim and Brad make the point again and again, is that it's necessary for the leadership of the United States now and in future to admit failure. That is the first step to repairing the damage that's happened not only to the United States' authority, but to our allies. Embracing Communist China, James Fennell, Bradley Thayer. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.